Okay, good morning, everybody. So we continue on in our discussion of the Rambam, Perek Chaf Aleph and Hilchos Sanhedrin. We're up to Halacha Dalet. So we talked about the idea that when the Chalo Shem Dayan is evoked, either through Gemara Din or Kabbalah Seidus, so then we're Makbid Dayan and B'Yeshiva, and everybody else B'Amida, B'Shas Maso Mata, not as much. So the Rambam just has one further expansion of the B'Tzedek Tishpot Amisacha. We already saw how it could impact the Baal Din. If he wants to come in wearing a $5,000 suit, he has to do it on his own dime because he has to dress the other person. But the Rambam says that there are certain behaviors in the courtroom that are not acceptable because of this impulse. If he doesn't want to sit with the Talmud Chacham, who deserves to sit, we're not so makbid. And the Gemara explains, because we're not so worried about stima satinos, we're not so worried about people being unable to make their claims because they're so intimidated. Because they realize that it's just because he's a rabbi, he's a Talmud Chacham, so they're offering him, you know, a chair. And because, you know, again, they offered it to the Amaras as well, we don't have to be so concerned. Okay, so Talmud, if he was coming to his rabbi, everybody approved that this is a on the up and up, nonetheless, he shouldn't go and sit right in front of him because it looks like he's misader his tainos, right? Nobody knows what they're talking about. So the point is that, you know, there are outer boundaries to this, is that if it's a context where everybody's going to realize that they simply have their chavrusa, so there's nothing that we really need to be that concerned about that's going on here, so then that would represent a heter in its own way, because there's an aspect here of the yis of the kiyim, you know, making sure that nobody could possibly claim that what's going on is in any way untoward, what's going on is in any way a reflection of, something that unfair that had crept into the halachic process and the courtroom procedure. So, you know, if he's learning, so that then, you know, that is more than sufficient. You know, learning as part of a regular schedule, that is more than sufficient than just to dispel any of those concerns. So again, here we see a clear application of Yisem Nikiyim, that there's no basis to, you know, call attention to oneself in this fashion if it's going to raise the specter in people's minds that perhaps, you know, a person is taking advantage of what it is that, you know, his relationship with his rabbi, and he comes in to be misader tainos, you know, before the time is right.